broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from behind enemy lines. From Brooklyn, New York, where we live among the indigenous liberal population. Hope you're doing great wherever you are quarantined, wherever you might be under house arrest. And my sympathies to the good people of San Diego, or Caleb, as it's officially known, San Diego. Apparently, you're not allowed to go to the beach anymore. And just a couple of days ago, a bunch of people decided they were going to drive to the beach and they were just going to park and just sit there and, I don't know, watch the sunset or do whatever you do when you're parked in a car at the beach on a romantic night. And the police showed up. I mean, a lot of them. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department showed up and they issued citations to all of the people who were gathered there. Even though they were in their own cars and they weren't doing anything illegal, they said they were violating the executive order and they were they're going to be punished. But this is America now. This is who we are as Americans. I mean, communist California is just the tip of the iceberg. And when you look at the numbers of cities that are cracking down on First Amendment freedoms, it ought to terrify every freedom-loving American. Ironically, the deputies in the videos that we have at ToddStarnes.com were, in fact, wearing brown shirts. How appropriate, considering the behavior. Where you have pro-lifers in North Carolina who were arrested, our good friend David Benham, a Liberty University grad, thrown into jail because he was offering sidewalk counseling outside of an abortion clinic. And then earlier in the show, we told you about the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, issuing an order banning, forbidding any church from holding a drive-in Easter Sunday service. This is America. The question is this the kind of America you want? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. And the president of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell, Jr. President Falwell, hope you're doing good today.
Doing wonderful. Hope you are too, Todd.
You know, if the word liberty is in someone's coronavirus drinking game, they really need a designated driver. We say that word a lot. So.
Well, it's just, it's worse than that. It's what we've experienced. And I'm going to give you some breaking news if you want. We had a reporter on March 29th, the New York Times. They rushed out a story, poorly investigated, materially false. The article headline first said that the reporter had been on campus the week before. And that headline mysteriously was erased soon after, but we got a screenshot of it. And she gave us on a Sunday afternoon about an hour or two to respond to a bunch of false and misleading stories that students, that Liberty had not honored its promise to remain closed, which we never made. We did close after spring break. The only thing we did, we switched completely to online, and we, like many other universities, and I have a chart, Texas A&M, UCLA, ASU, Virginia, all those have more students on campus than we do, except for Virginia Tech. They have a few less because everybody has international students and they have students who have elderly parents at home. And so they can't go back home during this time. So we thought the Christian thing to do would be to let students who had no other choice come back to campus. It's like a ghost town. There's like maybe less than 10% occupancy on campus. You know, around a little over 1,000 students. These other schools I just named, you have some as many as 2,000 or more. But they don't get any press. And so this New York Times reporter reported that that a local doctor who had no official role with Liberty told her there were 12 students on campus at Liberty with COVID, brought COVID symptoms back from spring break. Completely false. The doctor immediately issued a correction and said he was only trying to explain which students had been quarantined by Liberty because they had been in New York City over spring break. And it was as simple as that. Nobody on campus has it. Nobody has symptoms. And it's but what we realized in the process is that this reporter and her photographer and a reporter from ProPublica, which is what my New York friends call it. I think it should be ProPublica, but I don't know. It's a George Soros publication. They also came on campus, and we had signs posted at every entrance. No trespassing except students, faculty, staff, and anybody with official university business. Some of these publications actually put the pictures of the no trespassing signs on their websites as they were trespassing. So we actually went to the local magistrate. We've sworn out warrants for their arrest, misdemeanor arrest, and if that's what it's called, but it's warrants for misdemeanor warrants. And, you know, it's so hypocritical for them to come to a campus that's doing everything right, social distancing, takeout food only, protecting our students who have no place else to go and no classes, and come on our campus from New York or Washington or wherever the hot spot is they come from and put our students at risk. And so we feel like we're not only going to file defamation suits, but we also have sworn warrants out for their arrest for trespassing.
Does that include the New York Times writer Elizabeth Williamson?
Elizabeth Williamson is the one who claimed on her original headline that she had been on campus the week before and then took it down. And so she's the only one of the three that the magistrate said there's not enough physical evidence to convict her of a misdemeanor or to swear her with or to charge her with a misdemeanor. So the other two were ProPublica and then Elizabeth Williamson's photographer. We have eyewitnesses on both of them. And then we have another publication I don't want to mention yet because the warrant hasn't been sworn out yet, but it's a big-time liberal news organization. But it's just terrible what these people are doing. And even today, they still haven't corrected their story, even though the doctor, who is the only source they ever had for any of the lies they told, has said that's not what he said. And that's not what he meant. And he's a good friend. He was just trying to show how Liberty was going the extra mile to protect its students. And they still today doubled down with another article and lied some more. And it's going to be an ugly legal fight, I'm sorry to say. But, you know, I feel like that they forced us into a corner, and I don't think God wants Christians to just sit back and not protect what they believe in and protect the people that they've been have a fiduciary responsibility to protect. And so,
no, I think you're right here, Jerry. And again, this is, I mean, you're right. You hate to be in these kinds of situations, but sooner or later, you have to stand up and fight back against these people when they're outright lying about you. I mean, Elizabeth Williamson. Yeah, Elizabeth Williamson in that story actually labeled me a far-right conspiracy theorist. It's absolutely outrageous. Go ahead.
Well, it's just sad. It's sad that they would take advantage of something that's killing people, a virus that's a horrible thing, that they should be focused on. This is not a time to be partisan. But what do? They go after the one school that's doing it just like every other school that's not liberal, that's conservative and Christian, and they use this virus as an excuse to politicize and to attack Christians and to attack conservatives. And that's the really sad part. Think of all the people locally here that they've scared with their lies, who think, oh gosh, Liberty students are coming back with this virus, when there's absolutely no truth to it, you know, it's just reprehensible. And we have no choice but to do what our fiduciary responsibility requires us to do, and that is to do what's in the best interest of Liberty University and our students. And these people are not going to trespass on our campus and bring viruses to our campus or whatever it is they're doing, and they're not going to be lying about us in the press, because they're going to be hit with defamation suits. And it's just it's time for them to learn a lesson. And I'm sorry to have to be the one to do it, but, you know, I just don't feel like I have any choice.
So, Jerry, the warrants have been taken out against ProPublica, and the photographer, do we know, was the photographer a New York Times staffer?
Yes. No. He was a freelance photographer. She or he was a freelance photographer from Richmond working for the New York Times. ProPublica has some affiliation with the New York Times. I don't know what it is. And George Soros. At least that's what I've been told. And I'll be happy to send you these warrants. You can put them on your website if you like.
Please do. Yeah, Jerry, we'd love to put those up on the website. And have the lawsuits been filed, the civil lawsuits, have they been filed against Ms. Williamson as well?
The demand letter's going out as we speak. And if they don't make a clear apologetic correction, then lawsuits will be filed. But I wouldn't expect much from the New York Times. They just... they've gone rogue. They act worse than a bunch of basement bloggers, you know? It's just terrible.
But, you know, Jerry, I didn't even think about the safety issue here. I mean, I get it that, you know, these are you know, professional liars. But the fact is that these individuals did put every student, every person on Liberty's campus in danger with this virus.
Yeah, and they're coming from hotspots. I don't know if they're coming from D.C. or New York or wherever. But they're coming from places they shouldn't even be traveling around to start with. But they're coming from hot spots and coming into a place that's completely safe, that we've worked so hard to make sure it stays safe. And, you know, it's just sad that they would put their politics ahead of public health. And that's what they've done.
Well said. Well said. Okay. Well, Jerry, keep us updated and send us those warrants, and we'll be happy to share those with our audience. And go get them.
I'll do it right now.
All right. President Jerry Falwell Jr., ladies and gentlemen, president of Liberty University, and this is the breaking news. You are hearing this first. Warrants have been filed against ProPublica, also a freelance photographer who was working for the New York Times. And by the way, in this article, we were talking about this last week on the program. This is the same news reporter, Elizabeth Williamson. And we don't know if she's been infected with the virus or we don't know. But she's certainly from one of the hot spots. And this is a horrible, horrible person here. And she called me in this article that she wrote, this hit piece on Liberty University. She called me, your friendly neighborhood host, a far right conspiracy theorist. We have asked her politely to retract that, and she refuses to do so. As a matter of fact, she went so far as to retweet and share an NBC News story accusing me of being a coronavirus denier. Caleb, Avery, have I ever denied the coronavirus?
Nope. Not to my remembrance, no.
Yeah, the answer is no, I have not.
Nope.
And we have asked for retractions from the NBC reporters as well as Ms. Williamson, and we have not received a retraction. NBC clarified their story, but they made it worse. So here's what we have done. I'll just give you an update. We have legal counsel, and my legal counsel is in the process of drafting the same kinds of letters that Liberty University is doing right now. We're going after them. Don't want to do it? I really hate to do it. And we've got plenty of other things that we could be doing right now, but we've got to set the record straight. And if that means suing the New York Times and Ms. Williamson, if that means suing NBC News, we're going to do it because we've got to set the record straight. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Robbie writes in on the Twitter page, Todd Starnes, at Todd Starnes, our Twitter page. Todd, I'm more panicked about the economic shutdown. All the people who have lost their livelihood and the small business owners who are losing their businesses. Robbie, I'm with you. I'm with you. This is absolutely insane what is happening in our country right now. All right, let's get to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Lisa, listening to us on WLVA, Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Lisa. What's on your mind?
I really want to support Dr. Falwell. You know, the church so long has just seen itself as a hospital. But I lived in the 60s, and the church fell for the idea of taking onward Christian soldiers and all this stuff, you know, out of our songs and out of the Bible, and it's just all this be nice stuff. And it has made, it's made the church almost irrelevant, because we're the sons of Issachar. We're, who's supposed to be the watchman on the wall? Has the church designated the watchman on the wall to be the media or even government? And has God been replaced by government? And the church has allowed this, knowingly or unknowingly. But this is a sad state of affairs. And the ministers have got to pick up and start teaching people the correct thing, because this political correctness just taught us to lie. I mean, so many of these things just taught us not to believe what was in front of our face. And we've got this because the church, we the church, have fallen for this. And we have got to change. The ministers have got to step up and tell people the truth. Because we've been lied to so much, and because the churches have gone along with it, like I said, knowingly or unknowingly, it's just horrible.
You know, Lisa, the things they've said about Jerry Falwell Jr. and Liberty University, he's right. It's sad, but they've got to do this. They've got to hold these people accountable.
No, I agree. That's the truth. The church needs to be called accountable. And these people out here that are telling us lies have got to be accountable. We have all got to prostrate ourselves and say, God, we have failed you. Please tell us how we can get back to where you want us to be, because we're not there. And I hope people will use this time to pray, seek God, and not just pray with their mouths and with their minds, but also with their ears to hear what he's saying, because the Holy Spirit literally is in us. I'm discovering this more every day, and he will tell you things, and you have to learn to discriminate between what is your thoughts and what is his. But you can do this. We can get so close to God, we can walk through minds and not be hurt by them.
Well, no doubt. Look, no doubt about that. No doubt about that, Lisa. And I hate to cut you off, but we're going to have to take a quick break here. But I'm glad you're standing alongside Liberty University, and quite frankly, we all should, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of folks like the New York Times and NBC News and American Conservative thinking they can get away with spreading lies about conservatives and Christians. And we have an obligation to stand up and fight back. All right, look, got to take a break here. Papa John's, that guy, Papa John himself, is going to be here coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Busy day around this joint. By the way, we are posting. We actually have copies of the arrest warrants for the ProPublica and the New York Times freelance photographer. We're posting those on the live show blog so you can see it for yourself. The breaking news in the last hour, Jerry Falwell Jr. from Liberty University announcing they have taken out warrants against reporters who trespassed and, quite frankly, put a lot of students' lives in jeopardy because you don't know if they've got the virus or not, these people. And Falwell also saying that they are preparing civil action against New York Times reporter Elizabeth Williamson and others. So we will keep you posted there on those developments. You know, we were talking earlier in the day about the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, going after all the churches and telling them it's forbidden to have a drive-in Easter Sunday service. But there is some really good news happening in Louisville, Kentucky as well. And we want to talk about that on the Newsmaker line. We're honored to have John Schnatter with us, who is the founder of Papa John's Pizza and one of America's great businessmen. John, welcome to our show.
Todd, thanks for having me.
Hey, look, we got word that you're out there doing some incredible charity work and volunteer work in Louisville, and I understand that you're actually donating money to a really worthwhile cause. Tell us about it.
Well, we're involved with Wild Health, Matt Dawson and his team, and they're doing just wonderful things on the ER aspect, the doctor side of things. And Wild Health is all about making other people's lives better. And I've been making pizza since I was 15, and I didn't come out of the restaurants till I was almost 40. So I was actually in the restaurants for 25 years. And when you're on the front line, you have a different perspective on everything versus sitting in an office. And so when Matt and I talked about setting this up where we would feed our frontline men and women that are really fighting the big fight here, the hard fight, we thought, well, we'll make them a hot meal every day and send it over to them. And it's just one less thing they have to worry about. So we just had tremendous respect and regard and, of course, concern about what these folks have to do every day to risk their well-being to keep us safe.
I think it's a terrific thing. So you guys are donating the money to pay for these food trucks that are feeding all the first responders there in Louisville. Did you have to think long and hard about this, or was this something, you know what, guys, we just got to do this?
Well, frankly, I was a little embarrassed because, you know, I'm sitting at home and I'm not doing anything to help mankind or help humanity. And that didn't sit well with on me. You know, I'm an entrepreneur and I like to do things. And it was obvious that what we're dealing with here is very tumultuous and very difficult and very dangerous. And so I called Matt Dawson and the team at Wild Health and I said, hey, what do you all want to do here? What can I do to do a little something to give back to the people that really are protecting all of us? And Matt said, hey, you know, our castle, which is a hotel, it's called the Kentucky Castle Hotel, is shut down. But we have the ability to test our staff, our kitchen staff, and we have the kitchen. Let's make hot meals every day and put our kitchen team and our Kentucky Castle and our Wild Health team to work and do the right thing and then feed the people on the front lines. And that's what we do.
You know, a lot of people out there who have small businesses really struggling, and there's a lot of concern right now. John, you know, as a business owner, what kind of advice can you give all those folks?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm at heart a small business owner. You know, we started out at one store and built quite a few, but I always looked at it as thousands of stores, but one store at a time. I always looked at that, the operator and what they do every day. Because my admiration goes out to the men and women of America that wake up every day and make our country great. They're really what makes America go. And so the small business owner right now, first and foremost, they have to take care of themselves and they have to take care of their family and their friends. You know, they got to take care of themselves and do the right precautions and the things for self-respect and, you know, health and well-being. You know, there's a lot of government programs right now for small businesses. I would definitely take advantage of as many of those government supports and, you know, assets to use to their, you know, to their best interest. When you're a big company, you can go longer with making mistakes and kind of get away with it. When you're a small company, you know, you kind of got to live by every day. You got to make hay every day. And so take care of themselves first. Get as much, be as opportunistic as possible with the government and what they're doing with this, the $2 trillion and possibly the $4 trillion from the Fed. And then make a daily game plan. What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do the next day? And then make a weekly plan, and then make a monthly plan. And Todd, the reason I say that is this thing changes by the day. I mean, you literally get a month's worth of information to make better decisions, more educated decisions. You don't have to wait around for a month. You can wait in one day and track this thing. For example, today the curve apparently is going down, which is beautiful. Okay, what does that do? What does that mean? And each business has to size up the dynamics, the environment, and make good decisions. But they're going to have to be nimble. They're going to have to be quick. They're going to have to think. And they're going to be in for a little bit of a tough road. Now, after every winter, there's a spring. We will have a spring. I just hope this winter is not any longer and harder than it's already been. And that's my hopes and prayers.
You know what? I hear you there. And, you know, I'm a small business owner as well. And it is tough. But you're right. You got to protect everybody and look out for everybody. And you sound fairly optimistic. Are you hopeful that we're going to be able to get through this thing?
What concerns me is this going to drag out and dissipate over a long period of time? And how fast can we put America back to work, small businessmen and women back to work without infringing on people's health and safety? That's the dynamic that's going on right now, and I'm concerned about that. I know we have a lot of beautiful people and a lot of smart people and a lot of caring people working night and day on this to get to the bottom of this and find a vaccine, a cure, a mask. The hydroxychloroquine is apparently doing some good things. But I don't think we're going to have one giant win and get to the grand victory. I think we're going to have to baby step out of this. I think we're going to have a lot of small baby wins on the way to the grand victory. But if we just keep having a lot of small wins, inch by inch, day by day, then sooner or later we're going to have that grand victory and we will get ourselves out of here. But I don't think it's going to be one big swipe. I don't think there's going to be one thing that's going to come along that's going to be that one thing that's going to save us in that moment. I think it's going to be a combination of things until we do get the vaccine.
I hear you. Well, all right, we're going to have to leave it there. John, oh, man, we'd love to get you back on the show sometime to talk about business or whatever. I have great respect for you and you're a great American patriot.
Well, thanks for having me, and I wish everybody the best.
And by the way, John, I'll just say this. Years ago when I moved to New York City, I got a lot of grief here, but your pizzas are far better than anything I found in New York City. I just want to put that out there.
Well, we always did our best, and we always try to put our best foot forward, so I appreciate you noticing the difference. We feel like it is better, and we work very hard at that.
Indeed. All right, John, thank you again.
All right, Todd, thank you. Have
John
a great day.
John Schnatter, ladies and gentlemen. The original Papa John's there, founder of Papa John's Pizza. And I do, you know, Caleb and Avery, we were talking about this one yesterday, day before yesterday, Domino's and Papa John's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal now because people are having to get their food via delivery. So pizza, I feel like people are going to be a lot more educated in their delivery pizzas by the end of this than they were going in.
Yeah, and definitely like other restaurants are going to be educated in their delivery aspect as well, because I mean, even local restaurants who haven't been delivering are now delivering food. And so I feel like when we do come out of this whole social distancing thing, their restaurants are going to do expansionally well.
All right, Papa John's off the line. I got to be honest with you. I always like Domino's personally. Papa John's is good.
Wow.
Papa John's is great. I do like Domino's.
What is wrong with you?
It's good pizza.
You can't say
I like
that.
All pizza equally.
I will order if there are some days where you just want to kind of get out of the, you know, if you have Domino's or Papa John's too. I eat at Donna Rosa in Brooklyn, Park Slope. I would say that is the best pizza in New York City.
You can't beat the local pizza, John.
Have you tried one of the Papadias yet that Papa John's has put out?
I want to try one of those really
Oh,
bad.
No, I've got to try that.
It's like the pizza that's folded over like a quesadilla.
Oh, that's isn't that a quesadilla?
No, well, but it's pizza though.
But it's yeah.
It's made out of pizza though.
I don't know about that. I'm a purist. Do you guys fold your pizza?
No, I tend to just go straight at it.
It depends.
Like, just come in at a straight angle, like I'm backing a truck into a loading bay.
Yeah. And if it's like a slightly larger piece of pizza, yeah, I'll fold it.
Love it. Hey, by the way, you know, we talk about, you know, wanting to give back and wanting to do what we can. We just bought a radio station, and we bought a radio station in the middle of a global pandemic. So it's been a little chaotic. And of course, you know, our employees now, we've got about, I don't know, 15, 20 employees combined with what we do here on the talk show and at the radio station. And look, you know, radio exists because of advertising. And if your businesses are shut down, people are not able to advertise. It is an ugly world. And a lot of people are in the radio business have been laid off. They've been furloughed. And so, you know, we got our leadership team together and we decided, number one, we're not going to do that. We're going to take care of our workers. And we have all, those of us in senior leadership, have decided that we are not taking any salary. We're going to make sure everybody, we're going to make sure that Avery and Caleb get paid, which is a good thing, guys. And is that right? Is that a good thing?
It is a good thank you, Bob. I was just going to say thank you, by the way, on behalf of me and Avery.
Yeah, well, no, happy to do that. It's good to get paid. But beyond that, we are not laying off any of our workers. We are making sure that everybody's taken care of. And, you know, another thing we're doing, we have opened up our Sunday programming on KWAM in Memphis, and we are offering that free to churches that want to broadcast their service. So if you can't make it to your church because you can't go to church, you can listen to church on the radio. And we've had a number of churches in the Memphis area take us up on that. And again, it's free. It's something we want to do for, you know, for the community. And the third thing that we've done is that we are not charging for advertising. If during this crisis, if you are a small business in the Mid-South and, you know, you're out there struggling, trying to do what you can do, we want to help you by giving you free advertising time. And so that's kind of what we're doing, you know, and it's a very small thing that we're doing, but we want to try to help our community out as much as possible. So, again, a lot of people doing a lot of great stuff, and we're just doing a little tiny smidge of that with our radio station, and we're honored to do that. And if you're listening to us on KWAM right now and you'd like information, just call the station and we'll be glad to help you out. Got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
ToddStarnes.com. All sorts of great stuff for you to check out there. Our free podcast and newsletter, ToddStarnes.com. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line from Memphis, Tennessee. All of you listeners on KWAM will probably know Bellevue Baptist Church. Julie Abel is a member of that church, and she is on the Newsmaker line. Julie, hope you're doing good today.
I am. Thank you.
I was so excited to see on my news feed some pictures of something you guys were doing in the parking lot of St. Francis Hospital there in Memphis. What were you guys up to?
Well, we were there to pray for them and show the healthcare workers and the patients there just that we're loving them, we're supporting them, and we're praying for them during this time.
It was really a beautiful scene, and you guys had worship music as well. Were you able to interact at all with any of the hospital staff?
We did. We've actually done two different hospitals, and the first one we did was St. Francis Bartlett, and the employees were in the windows, and they were jumping up and down and waving at us.
Wow.
At St. Francis in Memphis, they had actually invited employees to come out into the parking lot to pray with us and to sing with us. So we got to see some of them right there.
I have to imagine it must be just a blessing all the way around, but especially for those hospital workers.
You know, they say that it was, and that's why we were doing it. They feel, I've had several messages from people saying they're just overwhelmed and they're at a breaking point and they just need prayer and encouragement. And of course, we're praying for them at home, but for them to be able to see us. But I also have to say it was a huge blessing for those of us that were there praying for them.
I can imagine. And that's pretty evident by the pictures. And we posted a lot of those on the KWAM Facebook page folks, if you want to check that out. Mighty990.com is the website. Julie, real quick, are you guys going to continue to do this, visit around other hospitals in the area?
Well, I was hoping that I would inspire others to join in because we have a lot of hospitals. And so there is a group that is going tomorrow night to Baptist on Humphreys at 7:30. And then there's another group that is going to go to Methodist on Germantown. I don't know when yet, but I will post that on my Facebook page when I hear about that. But my hope is that there will be people that will do it to every hospital in the city.
A grassroots prayer movement.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's terrific. Well, Julie, we're running up right up against the news break here, but I just want to say thank you and God bless you, and let's just hope that you do spark a national movement. And we have hundreds of thousands of people listening to this program right now, and who knows, we might be able to see people from all over the country gathering in hospital parking lots. Julie, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, Julie Abel, ladies and gentlemen, from Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, and maybe you can take up the challenge here and get a group of people, go out to a hospital parking lot and pray. Maybe if you have a guitar or, you know, some musical instruments, go out there, have a worship service, and let those hospital workers, those medical personnel know that there are people out there praying for them, and that they're not in this by themselves. Because Julie's right. A lot of these people are, you know, it's been tough. It's been really tough. All right, folks, that's going to do it from all of us here at the radio show. Hey, ToddStearns.com, lots of new stories, lots of great content. Be sure to check that out. And if you see any of those great inspirational stories, drop us a line, let us know about it, and we'll share those stories with the rest of the country. All right, folks, have a great one. This is the Todd Stearns Show.